From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria. He did not say what the proposals are. Here is United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura.
We are preparing the mechanism, but the mechanism needs a political will. Otherwise, we would have only a mechanism, but that is actually being started today.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones marked by hard lines that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense call Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return to the international security zone on Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States with the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. The activist group released the documents in Berlin. The United States did not immediately react, but EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said, quoting, "Many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup." For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adania and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Sunday. This is VOA News. Here's the latest news from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the United States cannot, quoting now, continue to allow China to rape our country, end of quote. Trump has repeatedly framed the trade deficit between the two countries as China taking advantage of the U.S., saying his skills as a dealmaker will erase the imbalance. Pakistan is reacting angrily to Trump's claim that if elected, he would win freedom in 2 minutes for the jailed Pakistani doctor who helped the CIA track down Osama bin Laden. Pakistani Interior Ministry Nisar Ali Khan rejected the comments as highly misplaced and unwarranted. Tuesday's primary election in Indiana is seen as a key contest in the race to become the Republican nominee for the November election. Multiple polls have Trump leading Texas Senator Ted Cruz. In the Democratic race, the latest polls give former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a small lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Indiana. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says religious freedom across the globe has declined sharply over the last year. The commission said that authoritarian governments throughout the world are jailing prisoners of conscience, most often Christians and Muslims, for practicing their religious beliefs. It said there is an increase in prejudice against Jews and Muslims in Europe. The commission said more people in Pakistan are on death row or serving life sentences for blasphemy than in any other country of the world. South Korea has warned its citizens to take extra precautions due to the threat of abduction by North Korea. The foreign ministry issued the alert in response to last month's group defection of 13 North Koreans. 12 North Korean women were working at a state-owned restaurant in eastern China when they defected with their manager. The North claims they were abducted and has demanded their return. The solar-powered airplane, Solar Impulse 2, is on the latest leg of its around-the-world flight. Solar Impulse 2 took off Monday from Mountain View, California, just south of San Francisco, and is on a 16-hour flight to Phoenix, Arizona. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment due Monday, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla said in a televised speech Sunday to the island's 3.5 million residents that he has made a painful decision not to pay the island's creditors, but will instead fund public sector salaries and health and education budgets to avoid a humanitarian crisis. He said he did not want a bailout and had sought to restructure the existing debt. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.